proclamation number 7599 dated the May 14th, 1960. Admonition for all vineyard laborers. The waves of unrest trying to take hold of you, my servants on earth, will keep rising, and you will go through all kinds of problems, and yet, you must remain faithful to me in all problems of body and soul. Always remember that you are living at the time of the end. And this end time will still bring you a great many surprises of various kinds. But one thing is certain, you should faithfully keep to my revelations, to my word, which comes to you from above. For even in this respect my adversary will try to cause much confusion by aiming to intersperse the truth with serious errors, and he will be successful because people often lack the spirit of discernment, because they often lack an awakened spirit. However, they can pray for the gift of discernment, for I will truly not let a person live in error who sincerely desires the truth. And I will certainly convey to you the knowledge you need in order to successfully accomplish your vineyard work for me and my kingdom, for this reason it is not necessary for you to adopt unfamiliar spiritual knowledge you have not received from me. But you should pay attention to what happens around you, to what is going on in this world and to people's actions, because thereby you'll recognize the activity of the one who is raging during the lost days, because he knows that he does not have much time left. And thus I tell you time and time again that you should leave the control and guidance to me, because I know where and in which way a person who is willing to work for me is a faithful laborer. And I will truly assign his work to him. He will not need to search for the work he should do for me. However, it is my adversary's activity to keep confusing people's thoughts, to rush and irritate them, to deprive them of their inner calm, to turn people against each other and to destroy all good relations. My adversary also exerts his influence by diverting people's eyes from purely spiritual processes and directing them towards the machinations of immature spirits which avail themselves of ensnared people in order to cause trouble. Follow your path steadfastly, be willing to serve me as faithful servants and always wait for where I will deploy you for your service. And I will guide you, but do not act independently. Instead, let me arrange everything, because I know the success or failure. I also know my adversary's activity and can only ever advise you to turn to me, to hand yourselves over to me and not to act overzealously, because all agitation is my adversary's work, but you can only find inner calm in me. If you let me be your guide and constant companion, everything will work itself out in such a way that you need only follow your inner urging and you'll be acting in a righteous and good way before me and thus serve me in truth as my laborers in my vineyard. But do not allow yourselves to be influenced by strange forces. And you'll always have to fear a strange force if you lose your inner calm. Everything requires its time. And even the activity of evil forces is permitted by me so that the extent of people's resistance to them can be tested. When the time is right, I will confront them with my strength and then you, my servants, will know that you are working and acting for me. And therefore there is only one thing to do, trustingly hand yourselves over to me and appeal for my guidance, then you will be called to service which could be a success for me. You should not tackle things of your own accord without having received instructions from me, but you should at all times be ready to serve me, then you will be guided such that you can accomplish your vineyard work well, that you can save souls from their final downfall, that you therefore will be diligent laborers for me during the lost days before the end. Amen.